Welcome to Hacking Health Waterloo Cafe. My name is John Gregory from Open City Inc. In the next 8 minutes, I'll provide you insights into health outcome models, defining preventable healthcare acquired conditions, as well as the importance of data integrity in outcome measurement. At the end of this session, I hope you understand how different business models can improve healthcare outcomes. And I'm seeking input from others who are interested in exploring outcome measures. You can find me on Twitter at Open City Inc. An October 2015 McKinsey & Company paper described a $44 billion market opportunity in the US alone in what the authors called beyond the product solutions. Our model focuses on outcomes for preventable healthcare acquired conditions. And we've explored examples such as pressure ulcers, VTE, and catheter-associated UTIs. And there are others such as surgical site infections and falls. The best way to avoid healthcare cost is not to do stuff that doesn't work, says Dr. Stowell, VP of Standardization and Business Development at the International Consortium of Health Outcomes Measurement. This may seem so obvious. However, few healthcare system goals actually state outcomes as part of their mission. And Canada, like other healthcare systems, spends billions of dollars a year on treatment of adverse events which arise while a patient is in a healthcare facility. And these are termed healthcare acquired conditions and are essentially preventable. The US categorises them as never events and does not reimburse the hospital or facility, so the money spent treating healthcare acquired conditions impacts their profitability. The US Department of Health and Human Services announced last year that 85% of all traditional Medicare payments would be tied to quality or value by 2016 and 90% by 2018. So if this is all so obvious and logical, then why do we not do it automatically? Changes in clinical practice take time to become adopted and embedded as best practice so that they can create sustained, improved patient outcomes. Any healthcare system will have implemented multiple initiatives across many areas, yet few result in true cultural change, where desired best practice becomes everyday practice. We've shown how cultural change programs, mentored by external consultants, can drive benefits for the patient, the healthcare system, and the medtech vendor driving the initiative. Our recent white paper on our website crystallizes the key success factors and components of such health outcome models, directed at preventable healthcare acquired conditions. And in our work, we help medtech companies develop, pilot, and implement these projects. The International Consortium on Health Outcome Measurements, ICHOM, published What Matters Most, which builds on the work of eminent professors Michael Porter and Robert Kaplan. I draw your attention to their work. So why is this relevant to us here? Well, at the heart of these health outcome models is measurement of outcomes and analysis of data. Now, I would challenge whether this is big data. It's certainly anonymized data. And clearly defining the minimum number of leading quality indicators which can be predictive of outcomes. And we found if we can get leading quality indicators to 95% concordance, we see a dramatic drop in the lagging outcome measure. Now, data integrity is paramount to successful implementation of any initiative. Professor Kaplan, interestingly, wrote a great 2015 paper on measuring and communication of healthcare value using radar charts. And to quote Dr. Stowell again, start with the facts, which are the data on outcomes that you produce for your patients. If you make them transparent to clinical teams and the public, in time, the rest of the value agenda will follow. Now, if you've never read or not yet read Business Model Generation or Scott Brinker's new book, Hacking Marketing, then I highly recommend them. Business model innovation will open your mind to the importance of business models, and it's also an insightful and entertaining read. Scott Brinker's new book, Hacking Marketing, draws great parallels concerning innovation between software and marketing in a new digital age. At the end of the day, money is the driver. So whilst clinical outcomes are desirable, it is the financial return on investment on which decisions are made for strategic implementation. Medtech companies have been selling widgets for, say, $1 each to healthcare providers for decades. But with ongoing declines in average selling prices, this is no longer either sufficient or sustainable. So outcome-focused programs are essentially key account management strategies to create competitive differentiation. And this is a very different selling model for many medtech corporations, where they are positioning themselves as consultants to healthcare systems and then being paid as consultants for mentoring the executive team. So I encourage you to download the Health Outcome Models white paper from our website. As suggested, it articulates the key success factors for successful implementation of improved health outcomes that benefit all stakeholders: the patient, the healthcare system provider, and the medtech vendor. I hope I've been able to provide you and explain a little about preventable healthcare acquired conditions and how some innovative medtech companies are changing the business model to drive performance improvements through cultural change programs with their customers. I would value engaging with healthcare professionals, medtech companies, and technologists who are equally motivated to explore this topic in more depth. Thank you.